We're joined here in Spain today by Brevin's Bank senior partner, Brett Hansen. How are you, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. How are you?
I'm fine. It's pretty warm, but we expect that at this time of the year, I guess.
We do.
Yeah. Well, I've seen some news articles recently about how UK income tax bills have doubled over the last 20 years. So let's have a look at what's happened there and if expatriates should be concerned. So have UK income tax bills really doubled? And if so, why?
Well, recent data from HM Revenue and Customs does show that the annual income tax paid by the UK public has doubled over the last two decades. In the 1999 to 2000 UK tax year, £93 billion was paid in income tax. Now, I don't know what is more shocking, the fact that £93 billion was paid in income tax back then, or that the 1999 to 2000 tax year was more than 20 years ago. But by the 2018 to 2019 tax year, the latest year for which figures are currently available, this had risen to £187 billion. And they were predicting, though admittedly this prediction was made before the global pandemic had started, that last year this would reach £199 billion. Their data also shows that more people than ever has been drawn into the tax system over this period. For example, whilst there was more than 27 million UK taxpayers in the 1999 to 2000 tax year, this had risen to more than 31 million in 2019 to 2020, and it was expected to encompass more than 32 million in this UK tax year. As for the why, Howard, I would say that the doubling of the UK income tax being paid has been driven primarily by growth in both population and employment in the UK, as well as the government's tendency to freeze tax thresholds. This means that whilst there has been a small increase at around 2.6% in the number of basic rate taxpayers, it is the additional tax rate payers, those who pay income tax at 45% in England, Wales and Northern Ireland, and 46% in Scotland, who have been most affected. The number of additional tax rate payers have actually increased by more than 10%, and this is largely because of the £150,000 threshold that they have has been frozen since it was first introduced in 2010. And so more and more people have fallen into this category over the years. For higher rate taxpayers, there has actually been a decrease in the number of people paying this income tax. Of course, the economic impact of the global pandemic will have undoubtedly reduced the number of taxpayers and the amount of tax paid last year and this year. But it is very likely that more people will be brought into both the basic and higher rates of income tax in the coming years as economies recover and as a result of the Chancellor's decision to freeze a number of allowances which he announced in the budget earlier in the year.
Could you remind our listeners if the UK budget introduced any tax increases or reforms?
This year's UK budget understandably focused on ongoing pandemic support, bringing in very few increases or reforms. What the Chancellor did do, though, was introduce some longer-term measures to collect more taxes by basically freezing a number of allowances and exemptions for the next 5 years. And whilst that may not sound terribly punitive, to put it into perspective, the Office for Budget Responsibility said the overall impact of these measures will be that the UK's tax burden will rise to its highest level since the 1960s. So, with regards to UK income tax, and this will apply to any of your listeners who are non-UK residents but have property in the UK or a government services pension, though we saw a slight increase in the personal income tax allowance thresholds, i.e. £12,570 at the basic 20% tax rate and £50,270 at the higher 40% tax rate, these allowances will now be frozen until at least April 2026. It is estimated that this will bring 1.3 million more people into income tax liabilities, with 1 million more paying the higher income tax rate, altogether netting an extra £8 billion in UK income tax in the 2025 to 2026 tax year. For savings and investments, the band on UK savings income that can be earned tax-free stays at £5,000 and the annual ISA subscription remains at £9,000 for a junior ISA and £20,000 for adults. However, please remember that whilst these are tax-free for UK tax residents, these are taxable in Spain if you are a tax resident of Spain. With UK capital gains tax, the good news was that despite expectations that these rates would be aligned with income tax rates, there was no change here, so rates remain between 10% and 28%. However, as with income tax, the annual allowance will be frozen for the next 5 years at £12,300. And then there is pensions. Now, the annual allowance where you can benefit from tax relief when contributing to your pension plans remains at £40,000. The lifetime allowance, which is the limit on the amount of pension benefits someone can have on their pensions before incurring a penalty or tax charge above this amount, will not increase with inflation as planned, and so remains at just over £1 million until at least 2026. However, recently in the British press there has been talk of this reducing possibly to around £800,000. And so if any of your listeners have combined UK pension benefits which are near the lifetime allowance threshold, or indeed approaching or above £800,000, then they need to consider the potential impact this could have on their pension funds and talk to Blevins Franks, who can look at solutions to negating this penalty or tax. And just finally, with regards to UK inheritance tax, whilst there was much anticipation that this could change this year, again, the only action taken by the Chancellor was to freeze the exemptions, allowances and reliefs for the next 5 years. Therefore, the tax-free nil rate band allowance stays at £325,000 per person, remaining unchanged since 2009. And the residential nil rate band, which provides extra relief when passing on a main residence to direct descendants, this remains at £175,000 per person. The Treasury collected around about £5.2 billion in inheritance taxes in the 2019 to 2020 tax year, and with these latest freezes, they expect to generate an additional £15 million next year, increasing to £445 million by 2026.
Do you think UK taxes will continue rising?
I would say so, Howard. I mean, first of all, there is a £250 billion UK budget deficit which needs to be tackled. You may also recall that prior to coming to power, Boris Johnson did promise to fix the social care funding crisis, which has an estimated annual cost of around £10 billion. And then there's been reports in the British press in recent weeks that the new Health Secretary and the Chancellor want to carry out a major reform of England's social care system. In fact, in the last couple of weeks, the Health Secretary told MPs that he wanted to see a long-lasting, sustainable solution to the social care challenge that this country faces. And the Chancellor has apparently ruled out paying for social care reform through more borrowing and is very mindful of increased funding costs if there's an interest rate rise. So, although he does not want to add to the country's tax burden, which, as I said earlier, is set to be the highest since the 1960s, Treasury officials have said higher taxes will be needed if social care reform is carried out.
Do many UK nationals living here still pay UK income taxes?
Well, the majority of UK nationals living in Spain are liable to Spanish income tax on their worldwide income and are not normally liable to UK income tax. There are, however, a few exceptions to this on certain income. And I can think of two exceptions right now. The first is where a UK national living in Spain has a UK government services pension. Now, these government services pensions, which include civil service, local authority, fire service, police and teachers' pensions, will remain liable to UK income tax and will not be liable to Spanish income tax. The UK state pension, though, is not regarded as a government services pension and is liable to tax in Spain if the recipient of this pension is a Spanish resident. The second exception is where a resident of Spain has a UK property and is receiving a rental income from that property. In such a situation, the rental income will be liable to income tax in the UK, and though this income will also be taxable in Spain, any tax paid in the UK on this income will be offset against the Spanish tax liability. Now, other than those two exceptions, UK nationals living here should be paying Spanish income tax on their income and should not be paying UK income tax. Of course, from time to time, I do come across UK nationals living here who still pay tax in the UK, such as UK income tax, and are not paying it in Spain. But this is because they do not understand or have misinterpreted the rules. But I would say more UK nationals living in Spain than ever before are regularising their financial affairs correctly for living in Spain. Should, of course, any of your listeners be unsure where they should be paying tax or what their tax liabilities are, then I do recommend they contact their local Blevins Franks advisor.
So is there anything they can do to protect themselves against UK tax rises?
So I've just spoken about UK income tax, but there are other UK taxes which a UK national living in Spain may be liable to, even though they are Spanish tax resident. For example, UK inheritance tax. I believe we covered this topic in more detail in a broadcast we did around a month ago or so, Howard. But in effect, the estate of a UK national living in Spain who has passed away may still be liable to UK inheritance tax. However, there are ways for UK nationals living in Spain to minimise this tax, and we do have tax specialists at Blevins Franks who can look at our clients' affairs, assess their domicile status, advise them on the likely UK inheritance tax, which will be payable on death, and produce a solution or a number of solutions on how to minimise this tax, which could involve taking steps to become non-UK domiciles and or reduce the assets held in the UK. Another UK tax, which I think will have a greater impact now than previously on UK nationals living in Spain, relates to what is called the lifetime allowance on pensions, which I mentioned earlier. So just to recap, the lifetime allowance is the limit on the amount of pension benefits someone can have on their pensions before incurring a penalty or tax charge above this amount. The current lifetime allowance is around £1 million, and the potential tax charge can be 25 or 55%. Some of your listeners may have seen in the British press recently suggestions that the lifetime allowance on pensions could be reduced to around £800,000. And so, as I said earlier, if any of your listeners' combined UK pensions benefits are near the lifetime allowance threshold, or indeed is approaching a combined value of around £800,000, then they should talk to Blevins Franks, who can look at solutions to negating this penalty or tax.
And what about here in Spain? Have Spanish income taxes also increased over the last two decades?
In recent years, I would say successive governments have tried to reduce Spanish income tax for those on lower levels of income and have increased the tax rates for higher levels of income. But I think it is important to note that the basic personal allowance in Spain is only €5,550, and this has not increased for a number of years now. So Howard, like more and more people are paying income tax in the UK because of the UK personal allowance not increasing much or at all going forward, so over time, more and more people will be paying more income tax in Spain for the same reason. Also, just to add, when looking at Spanish income tax, you need to bear in mind that income tax in Spain is made up of both state and regional rates, and there are 17 autonomous regions in Spain, each with their own regional tax rates. And there is no doubt that some regions have, let's say, tinkered with their income tax rates more than others in recent years.
Do you think the Spanish government is likely to increase taxes in the near future?
Yes, I think so, Howard. I think due to increases in government debt as a result of the cost of this pandemic, there will be tax increases in Spain, like there will be tax increases across much of the developed world. You may also recall us talking earlier in the year about a report which the Spanish government produced and presented to the EU, which proposed a number of tax increases in the years ahead as a means to obtaining financial aid from the EU to cover the costs of this pandemic. Spain also have the same demographic issue I spoke about earlier with regards to the UK, with an ever-increasing retired population needing care. And so I think there will be tax increases in Spain as most other countries.
And finally, how can people protect their income and assets?
There are a number of legitimate structures which can be used to minimise taxes that I've spoken about today in both the UK and Spain. And as clients of Blevins Franks can attest to, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. So I would say if any of your listeners, Howard, have any concerns or questions about their tax liabilities, or they wish to look at ways of minimising their taxes or potential taxes on their income and assets, then I suggest that they get in touch with their local Blevins Franks office, where they can talk to an experienced qualified advisor who will be able to look at their situation and advise them on the possible solutions to these issues.
And the website at blevinsfranks.com is a great place to start, and there's a contact form as well.
That's right, Howard. And also, they can find out more information about who we are and what we do, along with articles, podcasts, tax guides, and videos.
Excellent. We'll talk in a few weeks, I think.
That's right. Thanks, Howard. Take care now.